Hello everybody and welcome to the Week 8 Term 3 Staff Podcast. I want to move into the coming week. There's a range of things happening that I would like to run through with you. First one is the Student Free Day on Monday. We're looking for all curriculum-based staff to be up on the air floor by 8:25 for an 8:30 start. We have a session for the first 45 minutes together, just setting the day up and a group activity before faculties take over at 9:15 for their individual programs. So I'm looking forward to that. The focus of the day will be around SACE improvement through the clarity and understanding of the performance standards. And I know the curriculum leaders with their assistant principal buddies have worked hard in making sure that they've got specific activities for each faculty, depending on where they are on their SACE improvement journey. Moving forward, there is a large day on Wednesday, the 11th of September, around the redevelopment consultation. So there are three waves of consultation, students, staff, during a staff meeting at 3:30, and then a governing council meeting, and any invited community members that the governing council thinks will add to that discussion. That's happening at 6:30 in the staff room. Please come with an open mind. That's an architect-driven meeting. It's not a meeting that's run by the education department, so there have been some clarity around the project itself, and that's ongoing. But this meeting will be around design from an architectural point of view, and John Held, who is the key architect in this project, will be running those sessions. So please come with an open mind and listen to what he's got to say. And he's told me that he will be prepared to listen to what staff have to say. I want to thank Sarah Kidd for organising the student consultation at 10:45, and that includes feeder primary school students and associated staff who are coming to the sessions as well. Leaping forward to Friday, that's Footy Colours Day, and the SRC were keen to change the program rather than it being around a game of football, that we have some staff and student combined UNO and handball competition on Friday. So if you could support that either by having a game or being around to have a laugh, that would be really great. More information will be coming from Sarah Kidd during the week. I was notified by the AU sub-branch that they will not be involved in industrial action in the coming week. There's been a fair bit of media around that through the papers and also on the TV. And I have let families know via sector that the school will be open as normal during week 8. I want to also let the leadership staff know that their meeting that is in the calendar for Tuesday, the 10th of September, has been delayed. In actual fact, the review of the Student Free Day will happen on Tuesday, the 24th of September, which is week 10. And to finish off, Boyd West sent me this laugh. A wife asks her husband, "Could you please go down to the shops for me and buy one carton of milk? And if they have avocados, please get six." A short time later, the husband returns with six cartons of milk. And the wife asks, "Why did you get six cartons of milk?" And the husband replies proudly, "They had avocados." Have a lovely week, everybody.